Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Julia Seymour is back, ladies and gentlemen. Julia is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's an editor and analyst for Business and Media Institute, and she's here to talk to us a little bit about an industry that we don't talk much about on this show. We're going to talk a little bit about the coal industry and how big of an impact the coal industry is and coal is to the world, not really just the United States, but the world. And what we should really know about it. What's the truth about coal? Julia Seymour, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Good to have you back, as always. You know, one of the things that I was reminded of in looking at some of your information is how much of America's electricity comes from coal. It's over half, isn't it?
It is. It is over half. And that's... When you think about that, you realize that, you know, every time you turn on a light switch or go to your refrigerator or, you know, power up your laptop, you're using coal power most of that time. Which the interesting issue when it comes to the news media is that, you know, they really like electric cars. This has been a big thing in the past year. The media would love to see us go to electric cars because they think oil and gas are so horrible.
And the administration. Yeah.
And the administration. Yeah, they've been pushing electric cars. But where do they think that power is going to come from?
If we could snap our fingers and get rid of all the internal combustion engines, automobiles, and replace all of them with electric cars, our grid would collapse. The electric grid would collapse.
Right, because we're already seeing problems with the electric grid.
Right. I
was reading an article from American Thinker on Friday talking about what's going on in Texas and how they're having an extended period of rolling blackouts right now.
Yeah.
Because they were trying to go to natural gas for their electricity, but now there's natural gas stuck in the pipelines because there's not enough electricity from other sources to operate the pumps because the environmentalists in Texas tried to shut down the coal.
I haven't heard about that.
So it's all connected, and you're right that, you know, if we just all of a sudden moved off of oil and gasoline, we would have a huge problem because we're not ready for that yet.
See, this is what happens when the United States does not have an energy policy. Folks, here's the thing we need to understand. The United States, the greatest country on planet Earth in the history of mankind, even before and still, has no energy policy. We have no energy policy. We have a collection of interests and ideas and lobbyists and political ideologies and et cetera, et cetera, that comes together in basically a completely dysfunctional reality when it comes to energy in America. And I'll tell you something, Julia, that is, in my opinion, that is it's not only awful, it's it's potentially catastrophic for America.
Oh, absolutely. There's certainly very, very negative consequences to be had if we can't decide what to do about energy. And unfortunately, with the Obama administration, things only appear to be getting worse since they're trying to, you know, I mean, we had the effective drilling moratorium,
right,
which meant we couldn't get more oil.
The only thing different about the Obama administration and all the other administrations, and I'm calling it like it is. I have not been a detractor of of a lot of the things that President Obama has done. He's not been he's not been a friend to small business. But the only thing really different about his over the one before him and the 16 before that is that he's done more to try to pick winners and losers.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I think that's really. and that's another huge anti-energy policy mistake.
Absolutely, because the market is more efficient than the government in deciding what should be done.
My four-year-old grandson is more efficient than the government.
Amen. Amen. So, he has totally tried to pick winners and losers. He says he wants electric cars, but at the same time, the EPA, he had said when he was campaigning that he wanted to bankrupt the coal industry,
right.
And his
EPA is now... He did say that, folks. I heard.
Yes.
Hey,
I can,
Julia, give us your website before we go.
Sure. MRC.org/BMI.
All right, so check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. And, folks, I hope you noted my sarcasm. I'm a professional. Don't try that at home. 20 till. We'll be right back.
So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.